Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, April 14th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Muhammad IV of Granada. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another episode of Wikipedia, where we unravel layers of history, one Wikipedia article at a time. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into the enigmatic world of Muhammad IV of Granada, a monarch whose reign over the Nasrid dynasty was as complex as it was short-lived. Now, I know medieval lineage might not be what you were expecting to explore today, but trust me, the story of Muhammad IV is a tapestry woven with intrigue, politics, and the inescapable grasp of human ambition. Are you ready? Let's embark on this historical journey together. Muhammad IV ascended to the throne of Granada in 1325 at the tender age of just 10 years old. Imagine handling the heavy crown of a kingdom at an age when most of us were content to scale the local playground equipment. Yet, Muhammad IV had the monumental task of leading a kingdom that was a frontier buffer between the expanding Christian territories of Iberia and the remaining Muslim principalities. His reign was marked by the precarious balancing act required of the Nasrid dynasty, navigating between the powerful Christian kingdoms of Castile and the fluctuating alliances with the North African Marinid sultans. The young Muhammad IV, though inexperienced, proved to be a deft tactician, aligning his kingdom with both local tribes and distant allies to secure its borders. A critical turning point in Muhammad IV's rule, and perhaps his life, was his decision to form an alliance with Alfonso V of Castile. This move was unconventional, to say the least, as it meant betraying the Marinids, longtime allies of the Granada. It was a calculated political maneuver that speaks volumes about Muhammad's strategic acumen. Yet, this very choice arguably fanned the flames of controversy and dissent, leading to Jonathan Swift-like complexities of shifting alliances and betrayals. We often wonder in our modern context what it means to lead and have loyalty. For Muhammad IV, this struggle was a tangible part of his reality, inviting us to reflect on the timeless nature of political alliances. Listeners, how does this contrast with the alliances we see in today's geopolitical landscape? Could his decisions perhaps echo some of our leaders' choices in the current international domain? Back to the story. Muhammad IV's bold strategies and alliances were not enough to safeguard him from the internal treachery that lurked in every corner of his court. In an era where suspicion and jealousy could spell doom for even the most astute of rulers, Muhammad IV found himself ensnared in a web of betrayal. In 1333, at the young age of just 20, his life was abruptly ended by assassination, a tragic demise orchestrated by those he trusted. I know it sounds like the plot twist in a Shakespearean tragedy, or perhaps an episode of Game of Thrones. It urges us to question, what drives humans to such extremes of betrayal? Is it merely a quest for power, or something more intrinsic in our nature? As the curtain fell on Muhammad IV's life, it left the kingdom of Granada in turmoil. The aftershocks of his assassination were felt for many years, as successors scrambled to consolidate power amidst fractious dissent. However, historians suggest that his vision might have planted seeds of resilience that allowed the Nasrid dynasty to endure for another century before succumbing to the forces of Ferdinand and Isabella. This saga of youthful ambition, strategic brilliance, and untimely betrayal is, if anything, a reminder of the unpredictable nature of leadership and the fragile strands that bind our destinies. It challenges us to reflect on our historical perceptions and inspires contemplation on how we navigate similar currents in our own lives. So, as we wrap up for today, I pose a thought-provoking question to you, dear listeners. How do we measure the success of a leader when history itself is written by those who survived the fall? What lessons might we draw from figures like Muhammad IV that could guide our present-day leaders? Your challenge for the week: delve into a historical narrative that intrigues you. Whether it's the story of a monarch, an unsung hero, or a pivotal event, let history's lessons offer insight and perhaps a little inspiration for navigating our modern world. Thank you for joining us on Wikipedia today. Dive deeper into Muhammad Fort of Granada on Wikipedia. And as always, stay curious. Until next time, this is Alloy signing off.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Muhammad Fort of Granada. Thanks for listening. See you next time.